Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you are very, very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled, Is That Really True? As you can probably tell, if you've got good ears, you can probably hear the odd bird singing, which means we are back outside today. It is a glorious, sunny Saturday morning here in Ireland, and I just thought I would, instead of recording my episode in the car, we'd get outside, we'd get some fresh air, we'd go for a walk with the dog, and I would record this episode here. So what do I mean by is that always true? Well, at the moment I am just finishing off a book by Lisa Jimenez, which is called Mindset Reset. And in one of the ending chapters, she talks about that statement, is that really true? Unfortunately, a lot of us will have or do have a lot of negative thoughts in our mind. And sometimes we take it that that is gospel. You know, when you are maybe looking to do something creative right now, whether that's writing, whether that's sitting in front of a microphone or maybe drawing or painting or whatever, you will get probably a rush of thoughts coming to you, telling you that you are crap at this, that you shouldn't be doing it, and that who are you to think that you are a writer, and you're this, and you're that, and you're the other. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, that just completely just shoots them down before they actually begin, because they believe all those thoughts. And unfortunately, a lot of those thoughts are just echoes from the past. They are maybe something careless that maybe a parent said, or maybe careless that a teacher said, or something malicious by some bully in the playground, or whatever. And unfortunately, that is kind of still echoing around in our head, and we take it as gospel. So first of all, I want you to have a look at that for what it is. It's not the truth. It's not the word of God telling you that you are stupid or whatever. It's just an old echo of a bad memory or some negative programming from years ago that is still bouncing around in your head, and that you are accepting it as gospel. Now, as Lisa says, when you do get a negative thought like that, she said that you should counteract it with that question, is that really true? You know, as she says in her book, you know, when you pull up to work today and you're late for work, you might say to yourself, oh, I am always late for work. But if you ask yourself that question, is that really true? I'm sure you would find maybe there were times when you showed up to parties on time, or you showed up to work on time, or you showed up to this or that, dentist appointments, whatever, on time. So that isn't always true. So that is a kind of blanket statement that doesn't really stand up when you do scrutinize it at all the opportunities when you did turn up on time. And you will find too, maybe if you say to yourself, well, I'm not creative. If you take that blanket statement as true, well then you probably aren't going to do whatever it is you're going to do. But I am sure if we look back through your life, I am sure we would find a happy little boy or a girl who was probably sitting with a box of Legos, or they had a pen and paper, or they had a paintbrush, or they had maybe some plasticine or some Play-Doh or something like that. And I'm sure at some stage you were very, very creative. You probably painted beautiful things, you probably made beautiful things, and you're probably a wizard with scissors and card and glue, whatever. So for you to think that you haven't always been creative is an absolute lie, and it's a blanket statement that, you know, if you do accept it, you will probably not do anything creative in the future. So right now, if you are holding yourself back because of some negative statements, you know, I am stupid, I'm not clever, is that really true? Can you say at 100% of those times when you were looking to do that, that that was really true? I am sure that you will find holes in that. I'm sure you'll find times when you were creative. I'm sure you'll find times when you were clever. I'm sure you will find times when you were very attractive on camera. So that doesn't mean that you are always that way. And as I said, you know, when you do ask yourself that question, you can kind of pop holes in it. You can take some of the strength out of that statement, and you will probably find that it probably won't hold you back as much as it used to, because you used to accept it as something that was written in stone, something that couldn't be changed, and that you were that thing that you said that you were. So keep that in mind today. If you do get some negative programming today, ask yourself that question, is that really true? And has that always been true? And you may find even one or two times when that wasn't true, and that should be enough maybe to fire you up, or to maybe get some self-belief in yourself and actually get started today. So as always, if you'd like to find more of the podcast episodes, if you want to go to iTunes or Google or wherever you go to for your podcast episodes, if you want to do a search for WriteCome, that's WriteCome.com, you will find 370 of the episodes in the archives. And if you want to find out more about Rightcome, what we do over on the site, again, go to Rightcome. You'll find a lot of great free reports on the homepage, and we have a lot of courses on writing and self-publishing and podcasting if you are interested in doing that. So as always, thanks for sharing your time again today. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the Rightcome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.